Hello everybody, this is Chris A. Moody, and this is Chris A. Moody Talks for January 1st, 2023. Today is Public Domain Day. For those of you who are not in the know, this January 1st is the day that things officially come out of public domain in the United States. A few of the highlights for this year: from Virginia Woolf to The Lighthouse, from Arthur Conan Doyle, The Casebook of Sherlock Holmes, which was the first combination of all of the Sherlock Holmes books, stories that Arthur Conan Doyle wrote, Willa Cather, and Death Comes for the Archbishop, County Colin, and Copper Sun. A.A. Moline, the author of Winnie the Pooh, Now We Are Six, which I've not heard of. It is a collection of poems, I guess. We also have Men Without Women from Ernest Hemingway, Mosquitoes from William Faulkner, Agatha Christie's The Big Four, Edith Wharton, Twilight Sleep, Herbert Asbury, The Gangs of New York, the original 1927 publication, Franklin W. Dixon, The Tower Treasure, the first Hardy Boys book, Herman Hesse, Der Steppenwolf, in the original German, Franz Kafka, America, in the original German, and Marcel Proust. I don't know how to pronounce the French words, but it is the final installment of In Search of Lost Time. It's but only the French version. And there are quite a few other things, including a few movies and musical compositions, including Puttin' on the Ritz. A link will be in the show notes for everything that made it. And I was looking for a song specifically regarding Sherlock Holmes. I wasn't able to find that. But in a roundabout way, tonight's song, Benedict Cumberbatch by Insane Ian, is related. I do hope you enjoy. And this has been Chris A. Moody. I will hopefully catch you tomorrow.
All right, Ian. Set to do your vocals. The studio musicians have already recorded their parts, and the choruses will be coming from the booth next door. You just wanted the same phrase repeating, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you set with your lyrics?
Yep. Just copied some stuff off of Wikipedia.
Great. Well, ready when you are.
Benedict Cumberbatch was born one English summer's day. In London, England, he was raised by Wanda and Timothy. Both were actors, so he studied the dramatic arts at Manchester University.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh my.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's quite loud.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I like it though.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
His first big breakthrough role was in 2004, when he portrayed the physicist Stephen Hawking. Not too long after this, he became a household name, when solving crimes as Sherlock was his thing. With all his acting accolades and numerous awards, he never faltered from his goals or the pitfalls of fame. And though his name is so well known in mentioned households, they struggle to correctly say his name.
Benedict Cumberbatch, as in Spoon Krusty Pants.
What?
As in Snap Chocodile.
Oh, wait a second.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
His name came up again when in Star Trek he played the villain Khan, who apparently was both Indian and white. The Hobbit films all feature him as the great dragon Smaug, cause he's part dragon. Wait, that isn't right. His name is known throughout the land, heard both far and wide, as the true ruler of the kingdom of the Land of Oz. And soon he'll play young Doctor Strange for the Marvel films to bring more nerdy subjects to his cause.
Rumble Fly Cabbage Patch.
Oh, come on.
And he could crash, he crashed.
What?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Now that's clearly
wrong. Lettuce Wet Cucumber.
Wait, what's going on here? I'm just singing what I'm given on this paper, how it's written. The one drawback to Cumberbatch, his wiki page looks like it's hacked. He plays the imitation game when he is done with chess. He's such a warhorse when it comes to folding his laundry. They say he shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And I hear tell his real name is B.
Amazing Man Custard Pie.
Come on.
Battering Boulder Dash.
Really?
Flippity Hammer Jam.
I'm just saying anything.
Burger King Chicken Fries. And it's on clearance.
Get the name right.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Thank you.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
There you go.
Alley-oop, Cole, and Bath.
No, it's
Higgs.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Dang it.